Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. Welcome out. This is Pensacola's morning news show, and I'm Danny Zimmern, guest hosting today for Andrew McKay, who I feel like every time I come in to do this, Andrew is laying on a beach being fanned by beautiful women with palm fronds or something.
Does have a good life, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's a lot to think about, too.
Yeah.
You know Andrew. But really glad to be here, and I have a special friend and guest with us, Hilton Davis.
Hello.
Joining us for the full 4 hours, Hilton.
4 hours.
Pretty big commitment at 5 a.m.
5 a.m. 5 to 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Hilton, this is an exciting opportunity today to learn a lot about Pensacola, and, you know, that's what we try to do is have a bunch of guests. I don't necessarily think people like listening to me, so it's more about inviting folks and hearing from folks. So we're going to hear a lot about celebrations and events going on around in and around Pensacola and some staples. And we're going to have Mike Burns, the Santa Rosa Island Authority Executive Director, Ray Palmer, the Pensacola Sports Executive Director, Rusty Branch from Innisfree Hotels, and who is actually hosting a day this week, I think, at Thursday maybe. Maybe it's Friday, one of the days this week. So he's going to be a guest on our sit-in today. You never know, we might sit in with him and be a guest for him. I don't know if he likes doing that or not. Rusty understands politics. And speaking of politics, Hilton, we're going to have State Representative District 1 Florida, Michelle Salzman.
Oh, yeah.
In a little bit later here, in an hour and a half or so. Captain Tim Kinsella, city administrator, and kind of new to the job. Can't wait to hear what he's sort of learning. We've got Jonathan Griffin from the Wahoos and Greg Harris from the Ice Flyers. We got all kinds of great guests coming in, and our buddy Burt Merritt. Maybe we could talk about golf.
Yeah, it sounds like we got a pretty good lineup this morning.
Except Burt.
Well, that's also true.
Burt's a great guy. Burt is you know, Burt is doing these fishing tournaments.
Yeah.
And it kind of started with old Bill McClellan, a friend of all of ours, till his passing, and putting on big game fishing tournaments. And Bert and our buddy Jack Teschel got hooked early on fishing and have stayed with that and actually growing that sport. It's gotten to be kind of a big deal. You like to fish, but I don't think you like Gulf of Mexico fishing, do you?
Well, I do like that, definitely, but not the big type of fish those guys go for, the marlins and, you know, all that kind of stuff, the overnight big boats. It's a lot to take on. Have you ever been down to any of the, like, the Pensacola Billfish for the weigh-ins and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, big time.
You know, my gosh.
We were involved. I was involved in that when they were back in the old days. I'm talking about 35 years ago.
Yeah. I went down this past year and didn't realize how big of a operation, you know, it was to put on all that stuff. But really, really cool to see and kind of get to be a part of this past year, which was really cool. So excited to hear more about that, that's for sure.
Did you do something with the International last year?
No, I didn't.
Be a part of as in
yeah,
see it?
Yeah, just get down there and get to, you know, see all the boats come in and weigh in the fish and obviously mess with Bert and Jack.
Right.
You know, that's always the best part. But
and it's easy. They're a lot of fun and take it well. Yeah. Actually, in all seriousness, Bert and Jack have really done a lot to grow big game fishing, and we're not going to have enough time to do that justice. But, for example, there's a big game fishing tournament in Mexico called the Bisbee. Mm-hmm. And that's a fella's name, the tournament. But I think it's one of the biggest in the world. And they get folks like, you know, Michael Jordan and Greg Norman and those kind of guys that have big boats and fish down there for the big game. And I actually wager a lot of money, I guess. Money is involved in big game fishing.
Oh, yeah.
But I always say I like catching. Mm. So, you know, bottom fishing is pretty fun for me.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Time or two a year maybe to go just park and drop the line. You know, your good captain puts you right on them, and then you're reeling. But big game fishing is like boat riding.
Oh, yeah. All day long. You're just you know, dragging baits behind the boat all day.
Right.
You know? So and that, it's kind of one of those like one in a million type deals. You don't really know where they're going to be at. I mean, obviously you have a pretty good guess, but you never really know until you get out there. But
yeah, and you got a long ways to go,
mm-hmm.
35 miles to blue water sometimes.
At least, yeah.
And that's, you know, when you're going 10 or 12, 14 miles an hour, it's a while.
Yeah.
And and so you got to get out there and then, you know, put your $1,000 hook in the water and pray.
And spend, you know, $20,000 in gas to get out there and back. So
it's kind of crazy, but it's fun. The people that like it, like it. I mean, everybody has things they like. One of the things I like is football. And of course, Florida, that means Florida Gators where I come from and in my house. And so Florida plays their bowl game this Friday in Tampa. Excited about that.
Yeah.
I know you're kind of a Seminole dude. Hate it when football comes up.
Yeah, well, this season specifically, yes. It's been a tough year. But, you know, I can't be a bandwagoner, so I'm going to be a Florida State fan for forever, you know. It was a tough season, but we'll get through it. We'll be all right. We got some good stuff coming, so.
Yeah, wait till next year. That's what it's part of the Florida Gators strategy.
Yes, sir.
You know.
Hey, but I do have to give y'all credit. You beat my Ole Miss Rebels.
So. Oh, man, that was a great game, too. I was there. It was awesome.
Oh, man.
It was awesome.
Wish I could have been there, but they're going to Oxford next year. So.
Well, I think that the fun part about Ole Miss to me is Lane Kiffin is quite a character.
Oh, yes.
And he was really hot losing to Florida. You know, they were going to make the playoffs, I think.
I'd be really hot losing to Florida, too. I'll be honest. Well, I mean,
FSU.
You did, but, you know.
Yeah. But so the bowl games are coming up. The playoffs are coming up. I think that's going to be kind of exciting, the 12 teams that are in and the conference champions getting byes and stuff. The first four games are on campus.
Yeah, that's a big deal, having a home game the first round.
An extra game.
Right.
And it's at home for somebody.
Right.
I would expect the home teams to win most of the time. That's hard to beat a home crowd in a bowl game. Everybody will be really, really hot.
Oh, yeah.
So do we need to take a break? Not yet.
Yeah, you can if you want to.
We're not. We're in no hurry. We've got plenty to talk about. we hadn't gotten into the exciting stuff. So another fun piece about you, Hilton, your handicap in golf, is it like a 2 or 3?
I don't know if it's that. I'm not that dialed in right now, but I'd say probably from like a 4 to a 7. Right now, but
that's a big deal. That's almost 100% difference. You know,
so, yeah, you get to see it every Sunday though. So
I know. We play at Osceola City Course, and we love it. We have fun on Sundays, and it's quite the characters. And the course is getting better and better all the time.
Oh yeah, it's been over the past year and a half seeing the improvement. You know, it's changed a lot. If you haven't been out to Osceola in a while, definitely go check it out because they've done a lot of really good stuff out there. But it's good getting out there and playing every Sunday. And with the group that we have, it's always entertaining, that's for sure. So
I like our show to be about good news, so don't give any bad news. But some of the courses around town are actually looking great.
Yeah.
I only play on Sundays, but you get around a little bit or talk to more dudes that are out, dudes and dudettes that are out.
Yeah.
But what course do you think is playing really well right now, looking really great?
Well, I can tell you that Marcus Point recently has been in really, really good shape. They had a Thursday night league that they would do every Thursday that I was able to play, you know, be a part of. And that course has been in really, really good shape. Scenic Hills is another one that's on the up and up. They're doing a lot of work out there. They just had some new guys come in and buy it, and they're really excited about turning the golf course around and doing some good stuff out there. So that's another one kind of on this side of town that's been working really hard towards getting that course back to what it used to be. And then, of course, you got Tiger Point out in Gulf Breeze that's kind of always in really, really good shape. I know they've got some people out there that have been taking really good care of the golf course. So, all good things, really. It's been good to see the change over the last year and a half. You know, these golf courses really starting to take care of the course and the, you know, the members and the people that they have out there. So all been good things.
That's great. And the golf community to me feels like it's growing in Northwest Florida.
Oh, yeah.
But it is good to see that from Scenic Hills. I, you, Hilton, also you're on our real estate team, the Zimmer team at Levin Rinke.
Oh, yeah.
Just announced they did done $1 billion in sales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so if you guys are listening to Danny today, but I listen to him every day at the office. So,
see how much fun that could be. But we were lucky enough to actually sell Scenic Hills to the University of West Florida.
Yeah.
And participate in that. And then the university sold it to a group, and now it's been sold again.
Correct.
So
yeah.
Hopefully Scenic Hills, will really come back. They had I guess it was Hurricane Sally. They lost some trails and a bridge, I think. And
yeah, lost the majority of a hole out there on 9 Mile. There was the side of the hole completely collapsed. So they were been working on redoing that for a long time. But like you said, it just got bought pretty recently. And the guys who bought it seem really excited to get it back to what it used to be, you know? So,
you messed around in the kitchen with Rusty Strain a little bit when he was out there and had a real great time doing that, I believe.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Rusty was at Marcus Point for a while, doing a lot of, obviously the daily stuff, club sandwiches and hot dogs and all that kind of good stuff. But, did some really elaborate dinners on the weekends, which was really cool. Getting to kind of take part in that and help with that creative side of things, which was nice. Coming from a culinary background, having the opportunity to kind of explore some of that and do some of the cooking stuff on the side was really, really great. So and then I still get to do some private dinner stuff, which is really nice.
Let's talk about your culinary background in just a minute, if we will. Let's take a break. And pay some of the bills, and as everybody likes to say, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about maybe the state of food and beverage in downtown Pensacola.
Yeah. Maybe, let's do it.
Maybe the beach. We'll talk a little bit about Rusty coming on.
Yeah.
So I'm Danny Zimmern, joined by
Hilton Davis,
and we'll be right back.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
So a couple of years ago, my wife and I were thinking about buying a Honda Odyssey, and we had about 6 months we figured left on the main gasket, head gasket for our Grand Caravan. And we just wanted a test drive, an Odyssey, to make sure it's what we wanted. Nobody had one. It just was the wrong age for the pre-owned certifieds, and it just was a whole mess. We couldn't find one to test drive. But we knew we wanted to make sure what we were going to buy eventually. Well, Frontier had one. And we test drove it, and we loved it. And they said, do you want to look at a price? And we didn't want to be rude and say no, so we looked at the price. And we're like, oh, that's a pretty good price. Can you come down a little bit? And they said, yes. We said, well, can you give us a day? And they said, yes. We said, can you come down a little bit more? And they said, yes. And we said, well, can we buy it? And they said, yes. I mean, it was that easy. And we wound up buying a one-year-old car with about 12,000 miles on it that had come back from an auction in Orlando because the dealership there couldn't sell it for whatever reason. And we got a great deal on an outstanding car that we have loved ever since. And we didn't go to buy a car. We just went to look at it, and we couldn't say no once we saw what they had. That's how easy it is to find good quality cars at Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is Hill Kelly Dodd wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Joe with Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical wishing you a very comfortable holiday season.
This is Barry Cole at Beret Jewelers wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, everybody. This is Sonia Duca with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola and now in Pace. And we just want to wish you a very happy holiday. And we're just thinking of all of you. Bye. Happy holidays.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, the news radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmern sitting in for Andrew McKay, who I believe is laying on a beach somewhere, drinking rum drinks, being fanned by beautiful women with palm fronds, probably. Just knowing Andrew, that's a lot of fun to think about. Joined by Hilton Davis.
Hello, hello.
Our great friend, our teammate in our real estate company, and so many other things. And I just figured when Andrew called about having an opportunity to be on the show today, I thought it would be wonderful to have you, Hilton, and talk about, you know, candidly, younger people things.
Yeah.
I mean, a dude your age, how old are you?
26.
I can ask 26. You that.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't file anything against me for asking you.
Right, how old yeah. You. No, that it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. But 26 years old, you're a wonderful dude. You could be anywhere in the world, and you chose to be here in Pensacola. And I tell you, my daughter Hannah, Tanya and I's daughter Hannah, came back to Pensacola,
mm-hmm.
lives here,
yep.
Went to law school. So Pensacola has really changed over the years, and it's attractive to, you know, there's great opportunities for us older dudes to do things. But downtown Pensacola has completely changed in the last, I'd say, 15 years. And in our commercial real estate business, we've been a part of that. I want to say a pretty big part, but there've been a lot of people in all candor. We're part of the team that puts on Mardi Gras, and every year that's January and February. This year it goes Fat Tuesdays, March the 4th. We're going to talk more about that, I think, in the 8 o'clock hour. But Pensacola has really grown. They used to love it when we brought stuff downtown and would close the streets and have events because it brought people downtown. Now people sort of don't like it because they're so used to getting around the way they get around and,
mm-hmm.
and parking and all sorts of things. So, you know, it's an interesting dynamic. And I think there's five grandfathered in, if you will, parades. The city of Pensacola pays for barricades and police out of their general budget. And I think that makes them a little unhappy being fairly close with the mayor. I know that's an expense he thinks somebody else ought to pay for. So I get it. You know, things change. We all got to have to work together and figure all that out. But but we will. We are. We got to remain safe. That's the sort of biggest thing. But generally parades, are expensive to put on anyway. So without the city's participation, it'd be very hard. But part of the great fun of downtown are the restaurants and places to get an adult beverage downtown, along with shopping and retail. There's still two major locally owned jewelry companies downtown. Jewelry companies downtown, and those two folks do great. Jewelers Trade and Alabash's, and both owners are fantastic. Community Partners been around forever. Family businesses. It's great. But the restaurants have really proliferated, and you were Frank and Jane's big dude in the kitchen. I tell everybody you were the chef, but Frank is kind of the chef.
No, yeah, I wasn't the chef, that's for sure.
At Global Grill.
Yeah, it was a Global Grill, and I worked at Urban Swinery when that was open too. I worked my way up from, you know, busser up to saute really there and did a lot of work on specials and kind of having that, you know, being able to work on a lot of those with Frank was really, really cool. But I worked there for 6 years, almost 7 years, right out of high school. And so I kind of learned, you know, the ins and outs of the restaurant and how all that works down there. But yeah, you're right. There has been a lot of change in the restaurant scene in Pensacola, specifically in downtown, with not only local, you know, restaurateurs and chefs starting their businesses, but we've got a lot of people coming in from out of town, to kind of be a part of that Pensacola Palafox downtown scene, which I think is really, really beautiful. So it has changed quite a bit, but I think it's all for the better. You know, it gives people, you know, more opportunity, different things to try and gets the name of Pensacola out there, which is really the goal, you know? So, a lot of new stuff happening. That's for sure.
Well, let's talk with our listeners early in the morning about the dynamic of some of that.
Mm-hmm.
Downtown Pensacola has an overlay district in its zoning. that allows for basically a 100% discount in parking requirements. So what's interesting about that is if you have a building that fronts, let's just say, Palafox, and it's 20 feet wide by 50 feet long, mm-hmm. You could do a restaurant in there and not provide one parking place for your customers. If you went out by the mall, as an example, without the overlay, restaurant like Panera, for example, has to provide basically one parking place for every 250 square feet right. of their building. And then there are other calculations that go into that. It may have to even be more. So what happens with that overlay district, the unintended consequence is national restaurants really won't come mm-hmm. because they want their customer to park at their door and walk in their door and order their food and drinks and right. stay there. Yeah. Downtown is you have to basically walk to the restaurant mm. from somewhere. And, you know, where you park around, you're right. very unlikely you'll get to park in the two or three spaces in front of your place.
Yeah.
And the most desirable parking is on Palafox. And the city's going to actually take away some of those parking places because they want less traffic to make it more walkable, because that's what our downtown is.
Right.
But that zoning overlay kind of guarantees for now that not a lot of regional and national folks mm-hmm. will come to downtown. They may come to Gregory Street. They may come by the mall. They may go to the population centers. But they probably won't go downtown. Now, that parking piece is in downtown is made even more complicated because most everything is two-story, and that's good because the same piece of dirt is providing more tax, property taxes and sales tax if they're selling something mm-hmm. to our economy, and it's a great use of real estate. If Quint Studer and the News Journal with Civicon have had some wonderful national speakers that help get us all a little bit more and more educated about those sort of things. But the heat maps of tax-producing businesses are hot downtown.
Right, yeah.
And that's because there's no parking lots. There's no surface parking lots that yeah. are producing
taking
zero.
Taking up the space.
Zero yeah. more than they're doing in the building,
right.
as an example. Yeah. Side-by-side buildings, sometimes common walls in the middle of the blocks. Yeah. So building out our downtown, you know, is intentional, and local food folks. An interesting piece of the food dynamic in Pensacola is food trucks.
Oh,
and
yeah.
there's been a proliferation. I think that is one of the things that Pensacola was behind on, actually.
Right.
Food trucks yeah. around the country were way more accepted than here. So. But food trucks allowed guys to get their start, and then they go to brick and mortar. All right, sounds like we're taking a break. Either that or we're being taken over by Russians. So I'm Danny Zimmern. I'm with Hilton Davis. We are partners in the real estate team, the Zimmern team, with Levin Rinke Realty, and we're going to take a break and come right back. We've got Burt Merritt coming on a little bit to talk about big game fishing, so stand by.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Cops say a 15-year-old girl opened fire inside a school in Madison, Wisconsin. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
We are certainly speaking and talking with the parents who are cooperating to determine if they were gun owners and if they had guns.
Police say a student and a teacher were killed by the teen who appeared to have taken her own life. Five others are injured, two in critical condition. President-elect Trump losing again in the so-called hush money case in New York City.
President Trump and his team in July had requested to have his guilty verdict overturned, citing that Supreme Court ruling that presidents have immunity for official acts. But Judge Mershon says that the evidence presented in the trial was related entirely to unofficial conduct and thus receives no immunity protections.
And that's Fox's Brooke Singman reporting this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne right now. We've got partly cloudy skies. It is 57 degrees in Pensacola. Well, there is an investigation underway after several gunshots were fired last night in Pensacola. Happened on Davis Highway outside of the New Asian Grocery and Halal Meat Store. No gunshot victims were found at the scene so far. No arrests have been made. Some military service members will see an increase in their housing allowance for next year. The Department of Defense says that increase will average around 5% when the new rates take effect on New Year's Day. The UWF Haas Center says more than 34,500 service members call Northwest Florida home. What each service member receives per month depends on their rank and where they live. Florida's Attorney General is asking FEMA to address what she's calling a disturbing issue. Attorney General Ashley Moody announcing yesterday that she's asked the federal agency to ease regulations which prevent many families from rebuilding or repairing their homes after recent hurricanes. Moody says those regulations by FEMA's National Flood Insurance Plan require repairs that a lot of people just can't afford. She says this is making it so people on limited budgets could be forced to leave the communities that they love. Well, a meeting today could be the key to the Tampa Bay Rays' future. The Pinellas County Commission meeting to discuss whether whether to issue the bonds that are needed to build a new baseball stadium in St. Petersburg. The St. Pete City Council already voted to issue the bonds for its portion of the stadium deal. If there's a vote today, it could be tight. The Tampa Bay Times reports only three of the seven county commissioners are publicly in favor of the stadium deal. Lawmakers and residents, they still want answers about the unknown drone activity in the Northeast.
Unidentified object insider and podcaster Stephen Diner says he is concerned that the drone activity is escalating.
When it comes to September, this has been happening longer than that. New Jersey grabs the headlines, but a lot of people don't remember that this was also happening over Virginia, Langley Air Force Base, just recently over the weekend, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio.
Drones and mysterious lights have been reported in several states, including New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, California, and Oregon. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the reason there's so many drones is that in September of 2023, the FAA changed the rules so that drones could fly at night. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Thank you very much, Lisa. And AAA's Tow2Go program is back for Christmas. They'll be relaunching that program on December 24th at 6 p.m., and it'll run through Thursday, January 2nd. Tow2Go is the free service that provides a safe ride for impaired drivers and their vehicles, although they do specify it is a last resort option. But you can call 855-2-TOW-2-GO if you want to use that service. And again, that starts December 24th at 6 p.m. and it will run through January 2nd. And it is 5:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our market report for this morning.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Traders await the Federal Reserve's next rate decision, slated at the conclusion of the central bank's final 2024 two-day policy meeting on Wednesday. The gathering kicks off today. Traders are pricing in a 95% chance of a quarter-point cut on Wednesday, and that's according to CME Group's FedWatch tool. TikTok has asked the Supreme Court to block a new federal law that would shut down the platform in the U.S. next month unless its Chinese owner ByteDance divests. The social media application is asking for the highest court to intervene before January 19th, which is ByteDance's deadline set by Congress. Bitcoin has rallied to a new all-time high as investors awaited an expected interest rate cut by the Federal Reserve later this week. The price of the flagship cryptocurrency rose to hit just over $107,200, which is a new record. Futures are slightly lower. Monday, the Dow Industrials lost 110, the Nasdaq up 247. That's your money now.
5:36. It's 54 degrees right now, partly cloudy skies. Your next news at 6 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmern sitting in for Andrew McKay, who's laying on a beach drinking rum drinks somewhere and probably has a bunch of non-English-speaking women palm fronding him, fanning him, being cool somewhere in probably South America. I don't know. I have no idea. But I'm Danny Zimmern. I'm joined by Hilton Davis, and we're sitting in for Andrew today and talking about all sorts of things. And Hilton's a young, exciting guy. I'm an old, kind of interesting guy that's not exciting
if that's
anymore.
What you want to call it, I guess.
Not interesting. Not exciting anymore. And we're joined by Bert Merritt, another good friend of ours. How are you this morning, Bert? Bert, are you there with us? Did we lose Bert?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Bert? Well, I guess you can put him on hold and then see if he'll come back on and then tell us. So, Hilton, Bert's going to talk about fishing and fishing tournaments.
Yeah.
And we are surrounded by water.
Yeah. Got a lot of it.
So, yeah. You know, we have a lot of fishing going on, a lot of boat dealerships.
Oh, yeah. The fishery in the Gulf of Mexico is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, always. There's always stuff going on, whether it's, you know, the Florida Keys or all the way over to Venice and Texas. I mean, there's a lot of really crazy places out here to for any of those big game fishermen and just, you know, bottom fishing guys.
And eating fish fishermen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of that.
You don't eat blue marlin, I think. Well, you can make money and buy all the food you want. Bert, are you back with us? Technical difficulties with Bert? Did he say he had a phone problem or he didn't say? Huh. Well, I will tell you that Bert and our buddy Jack Teschel put on fishing tournaments all over the place. Mm-hmm. I think they working with some guys that do one in Boston and they also do a couple in Mexico.
Yeah.
In Louisiana, in the Gulf.
Biloxi, I know they do one or two over in Biloxi as well.
Yep, the Mississippi Gulf Coast Bill Fishing Tournament was really what got it all started, I think.
Yeah.
And they do all that. So they, you know, there's record fish, there's record boats, there's mm-hmm. records. I mean, it's kind of just as the economy grows, so does big game fishing and sport fishing.
Yeah.
Bert with us? Yeah. Bert, are you with us?
I'm here, Dan.
Hey.
There he is.
Well, how are things going? We've been talking a little bit about fishing. I don't know if you've been able to listen or not, but Bert.
Yeah, I was listening.
Uh-oh, signal problems. Bert?
Hey, Danny. Yeah, I was listening. You got a minute?
Yeah, tell us about all the tournaments you're a part of.
Well, I'd like to talk about the Florida Panhandle Billfish Series.
Tell us about it.
All right, so that begins in June. It's a three-week period where the Pensacola International is followed by the Emerald Coast Blue Marlin Classic in Destin, and that's followed by the Bay Point Billfish Open in Panama City. So those three tournaments come together, and we do a series of points, and the winner gets their plaque on our perpetual trophy, $10,000, and bragging rights. And the captain is named the Florida Man, big belt buckle, and 52 cases of beer for a year.
No kidding. A lot of dudes will work hard for that.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun with that. So the tournaments are existing, and we work the tournaments as well, but we're running this series for basically a fundraiser. We give the money to the Pensacola Big Game Fishing Club's Billfish Club. So they have a new center out there, the Center for Billfish Conservation and Education.
Fantastic.
It's out on Old Gulf Beach Highway, and it's a beautiful new building.
Fantastic. Now, these fishing tournaments and this three tournament deal, is it only blue marlin or is it total fish? What's the, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's all blues, whites, and sails, blue marlin, white marlin, sailfish, and tuna, dolphin, wahoo.
Gets you points.
And that would be a mahi mahi dolphin. Yeah.
And it gets you points.
Yeah. So we get points for the meat fish weighed, and then we give release points for the marlin.
Gotcha.
And then, so the boats that fish in Pensacola, they carry their points over to Emerald Coast, and then they carry their points over to Bay Point. Mm. And our point structure is that if you can only fish one of those three tournaments, you can still win.
Wow, but you got to have a real
good
day,
but you can still win. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So how are the sport fishing fish in the Gulf of Mexico? Growing, dying off? What's the big picture?
Oh no, it's managed very well, and it's we have great big marlin out here, Danny. We a great fishery that I don't like the news to get out, to be honest with you, but all the oil rigs over off of Louisiana, Alabama, they hold the fish, and there's just tons of tuna year round. Wahoo and the marlin are there, and I know we used to only fish in summer. But now they're out there all the time. So it's really a great fishery. And what we're doing is we're maintaining the species for each one and watching them. And that's part of what this new center is going to do, is educate the locals. And hopefully a lot of high schoolers can come through there, and we can teach them how to fish, how to release, and how to manage going for the future.
What was the biggest?
So we have some great sponsors. We got B&T Marine out of Orange Beach is our presenting sponsor. And we have Peden, Kia, Baird Tractor. I wish I could name them all, but we have a whole lot.
That's fantastic. Let's talk that. And you can't do it without sponsors. We all know that, events and fundraisers and that sort of thing. But Bert, how big was the blue marlin that won either any of those tournaments, 400 or 500 pounds or more?
Yeah, typically, starting over in Biloxi, we usually in the 600-700 range, and we've weighed them as much as 1,000 pounds, 1,054 pounds.
That's a lot of fish.
1,000 pounds.
Around here, when we weigh in Pensacola and Sandestin and Bay Point, yes, 600, 700 is not out of the question. All the fish last year were over 600.
Mm. How old is a 600-pound blue marlin? How many years old is it? Somebody figured that out?
No, our buddy Jack, he specializes in marlin, and he would pop off a number in a second, but I know they're 10, 15, 20 years old when they're that big.
So conservation shows up 4 or 5 years later, basically?
Yes. Yeah. When you release them, and their chances are when you catch them the next time, they're going to be another 50-100 pounds. Fish grow fast out there, eat the way they eat. You know, they say the mahi-mahi only live for 2 or 3 years.
Right. Yeah, they are. Those are the fastest growing fish, right?
50, 60 pounds. Yeah.
Yeah. So how long have you been involved, Bert? How long have you been involved in the fishing scene, not only in Pensacola, but Biloxi and all that kind of good stuff?
Well, me and Danny go way back to the Oyster Bar, the original Oyster Bar on Navy Boulevard. Yeah. And we went out to Perdido Key and ran the Oyster Bar underneath the bridge. And we started a tournament out there called the Oyster Bar Blue Marlin Classic. We were teens, in our upper teens, maybe 20. And I've been doing tournaments since then. With Bill McClellan was a promoter that lived here in Pensacola. And he started a lot of tournaments, and we kind of followed along with him.
Yeah.
And gotcha. Jack and I and Bill McClellan and Bobby Carter started the Biloxi tournament.
It's awesome. Yeah. Well, it's great to see it's great to see that industry. I know, Bert, we've got to go. We were running a minute or two behind, but it's great. Those boats are expensive. Those people come to town, spend a bunch of money, go out to eat, buy groceries, fuel up, all sorts of things, spend a bunch of money here on the Gulf Coast, and that's just who we are. We have this wonderful natural resource. So it's great that the fishing industry continues to make it exciting for those guys to come here and do all that, and everybody gets to win a little bit. So thank you for growing
exactly
that.
Exactly right, Danny. For these tournaments, the publics are full, the restaurants are full, and these guys buy real estate. They're looking for real estate up and down the canals for their boats. So huge industry. Huge thing to have in Pensacola.
Well, thank you, Bert, for calling in and being a part of our show, and we'll see you sometime running around the streets and maybe at Osceola on the first tee.
All right. Thank you, Danny and Hilton. Hilton, you got a great radio voice. I think you need to fill in all the time.
Perfect. Thanks,
Bert. Y'all take care.
All right, thank you. All right, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have Wilbur Matthews to talk about Portside Pickle. Who knew pickleball would be such a big deal, you know? But we'll be right back. Stand by.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Whether you're planning ahead or in need of immediate assistance, end-of-life planning can present one of life's greatest challenges.
What needs to be done, how to do it, or even where to start?
You'll want a caring expert to help. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. as West Florida Cremations answers the many questions. Today at 10 a.m. on Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
You know, one of the things that I appreciate about Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty is they do all these little things, and all the little things add up to big differences in the results. And there's one kind of example of that that's always stuck with me that Christina told me about, is she says, look, when somebody comes and looks at one of my houses and they don't make an offer, what I do is I call the agent and I say, you know, hey, I saw the person looked at the house and, you know, didn't make an offer. What did they think? Or what didn't they like? Or, you know, what happened? And then let them talk. And they'll say, well, the price was too high. Or they'll say, it didn't fit my family's needs. Or I didn't like the layout of the living room. Or, you know, whatever. And then what Christina learns from that is what might be the impediments that knowing this can help her sell that house in the future. Or, oh, well, we can fix that. If we fix that, would they be interested? Maybe they would be. You might even be able to turn it into a sale. I mean, that's a little thing. It's sort of obvious. Everybody should do it. But she actually does that. And it's all those little things that make for big results. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Hey, I'm Sandy Zern, marketing and digital consultant with ADX Communications. I want to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Jeremy, the traffic director here at ADX Communications, and I wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And please get your copy in.
Get me back! I don't care what happens to me! Get me back to my wife and kids!
Ho, ho, ho!
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmern, joined by Hilton Davis, and we're in the studio sitting in for Andrew McKay, who's on vacation somewhere. I keep talking about I could see him laying on a beach, drinking rum drinks, fanned by girls in small bikinis and palm fronds. But we're joined by Wilbur Matthews. Good morning, Wilbur. How are you?
Hey, Danny. Hey, Hilton. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Yep, we're doing great. So Wilbur is a partner in Portside Pickle, the pickleball facility coming downtown right near the ferries, right formerly inside the port property. I guess technically it still may be, but who knew pickleball would be such a big deal? And Wilbur is into it, not just the construction right now, which his partners are a part of, but getting pickleball to be a big deal here in Northwest Florida. So tell us all about Portside Pickle. Pickle, Wilbur. See, we got to get that right. Portside Pickle. Come on. Tell us, Wilbur.
Yeah. Portside Pickle. We're right in the heart of downtown Pensacola. I'm not sure everybody's familiar with the port area, but we're in the port that Pensacola actually grew up around. And our address is 740 Commandantia. We'll be opening in two phases. Our first phase is going to be 8 outdoor courts and our waterfront bar, which will be opening in January. So right now we've got some quartz poured, and we're just in the process of waiting for them to dry. Take the concrete 30 days to dry, and then we get to stripe and paint them, and we'll be ready to roll. So with our 8 outdoor courts, we'll be the largest pickleball facility within about 50 miles of Pensacola, and all of our courts are super premium, big, great, dedicated courts with an awesome reservation system. And then phase two actually involves bringing in our warehouse and developing our 40,000 foot warehouse with about 10 to 12 indoor courts, as well as golf and baseball simulators.
Going to be fantastic.
We expect
wonderful. Go ahead.
So, yeah, we expect to have that come online. We're trying to get it in play before it gets hot again. Then the indoor courts have a lot of value when it's too hot during the summer.
Do you have a website? Where can people go to get more information, sign up, and figure all that out?
So we not only have a website, our website right now is purely informational, kind of some pictures of the project, some renderings that we've got, but portsidepickle.com. And what's interesting there is there's actually a link to a survey for Pensacola area pickleball players that we've put together. That's actually super helpful to us because we get a lot of insights from players in the area. We've gotten 500 responses so far. But it informs how we build out the project and how we think about recruiting members. You know, I think one of the things I'm excited about being on the horn with you guys at 6 a.m., we got some potential players out there. And in just a couple of weeks, you could be up at 6 a.m. drinking a hot cup of coffee at Portside Pickle and playing a little pickleball with your pickleball friends.
It's fantastic, and it's going to be full food and beverage. I don't know that people really understand a 40,000 square foot warehouse is basically an acre under roof, and it's going to be a facility you could even have events in, I think, is your plan. Is all that on your webpage, Portside Pickle?
We have a lot of flexibility.
Right.
So there's a lot of opportunity for people to plan corporate events, whether you want to do a office Christmas party do a takedown of two courts or four courts. You want to do a birthday party. When we have the warehouse up and running, you'll be able to, you know, take down as many as 8 or 10 courts. But we've got a lot of flexibility on how to program the space.
Awesome. It's going
to
be great.
I got to tell you that the warehouse is probably one of the most exciting things you'll ever see.
Yeah, we can't wait. I was lucky 40,000
feet, 400 by 100, not a column in it, an absolute blank campus.
Wow.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, that is crazy.
So, Wilbur, I know you have business all over. You travel a little bit. We've got about a minute and a half left, but tell us how exciting it is for the rest of the country. How big is pickleball going to be?
Well, pickleball is the fastest growing sport in America. And I think it's a fast growing sport because it's naturally social. It gives people, you know, what the screens don't give them. It, you know, a little social outlet, some human skin on skin interaction, little competition. And it's good. You know, I think it's one of the things that we're trying to cultivate at Portside Pickle is we want to be the overarching community for pickleball in the Pensacola area. I think we absolutely have the opportunity to be the best pickleball facility in America because our place is going to be absolutely amazing.
How many waterfront pickleball facilities are there?
That I know of?
Yeah.
Very few.
Yeah.
I can't think of – there's nothing quite like us. We're truly 350 feet of waterfront promenade. And I don't know that anybody's as close to the water as we are. I'm looking into this statistic, but I think we may very well be the longest bar in Florida.
Nice.
Another first for Pensacola.
Perfect.
We love it.
We'll claim it, whether it's true or not. Wilbur, thanks for joining us.
Totally the longest bar in Pensacola.
Yeah, Wilbur Matthews, partner in Portside Pickle, and go to www.portsidepickle.com and learn more about the Portside Pickle facility, which is going to be a great thing for Northwest Florida and a great place to see when it's all open. So thanks for coming on, and best of luck, Wilbur. It's going to be fantastic.
Thank you. We look forward to having y'all down at Portside.
Don't worry. Sure. You serve beer, right?
You better believe it.
Perfect. All right. Thank you. All right, we're going to take a break. I'm being told, so stand by. This is Danny Zimmern and Hilton Davis in the studio at News Radio 92.3.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Officials in Mobile County have now suspended the search for the missing 7-year-old boy that was on a shrimping boat with his father and a friend. We'll have more on that story after this update from Fox News. Right here at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.